My skin's brown, watch it glisten in the sun. I share this frown with the brown town. Watch this shit burn down, it's just shit burn down. We run and we're getting gunned down. Tired of the run, tired of the run, tired of the sun going down. Another day, the world's on fire now.
Sorry, I was like jamming so hard. I will let the whole song play.
Absolutely, let the whole song play.
Stand
with me.
Stand
with me.
Stand with me.
Stand
with me.
Stand with me now.
I love you guys.
I'm not going to sustain that note. The people don't want that.
I got a whole ass database right now on my podcast. I love it.
The people don't want me to hold that note.
Yes. Casey, stop trying to act like you don't sing.
I know. Casey, you sing. Stop playing.
I can't stand her. Like,
I'm in the presence of two actual singers, and I just want everybody to know that I'm not going to let them clown me like this, okay?
They're
not
going to
sing. This is what real singers do. They be like, oh, you can sing, and then, like, you go somewhere in public, and you try to do karaoke, and then they get up and they embarrass you.
I went to karaoke with you.
And you are who I'm referring to.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Is that
yeah, and I'm saying you sing.
We went to karaoke before I, like, knew Alaska sang, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that she was an actual singer. And she was like, oh yeah, I love karaoke, it'll be so much fun. And then she was like encouraging me because I had just done a play where I sang a little bit. And she was like, you have a great voice, go sing. And I sang and I like thought I did something. And Alaska goes up there after me and does like this full set. Like brings the house down. Like people are coming in from the other room. Everybody's right. But you know,
like, I'm not even surprised.
Look, it was incredible.
I actually hate karaoke.
All of our listeners know I'm an artist activist asshole, so I will tell you straight up that if you weren't a singer, I would tell you. I'd be like, girl, you have other talents, and it's not that. But I'm telling you, you can sing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
The person that they're saying can sing is Casey, and that is me. And then I am drinking today. Well, I'm starting off. We're doing an appetizer drink, right? because I felt left out. So I'm starting with an old fashioned and we'll be switching over. This is not an old fashioned.
You're
you guys.
So fancy.
I just, no, it's not.
Is it like whiskey with some orange peels? Like what's going on?
Not even. That's why I was like, I can't there, like... even, I truly didn't even do enough to this to even close to call it an old fashioned. And I didn't want to lie to everybody. what this is bourbon with some bitters in it. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it.
I love that.
It's delicious.
It's a skinny.
It's just not an old fashioned.
It's a skinny old fashioned.
Can I get one?
Send one to her right now.
I'm going to mail you one.
Good, thanks.
Paige, tell the people who you are and what you're drinking.
What's up, fam? Also, welcome. This is Justice and Juice. We didn't say that yet. We've been kikiing about. It's fine. Hi, my name's Paige. And today I'm drinking red wine because I was tired of hearing these bitches talk shit about it.
It was time.
So,
it was time.
But also it's cold here. And so I like, if it's cold outside, I don't really want to drink cold things inside. So I like red wine in the winter. And it's the winter. So
it is the winter.
It's the winter. Yeah.
I've also had two margaritas today. So
And that's why I'm having my appetizer drink, because I got to catch up to Paige.
Oh, you know? You always have to catch up to Paige.
I do have to. It is a rule.
Yeah. That's correct. Alaska, what you doing?
I am mesmerized by the wizard taking his hair down.
Oh,
like, yes. Wow. Let those locks flow.
The wizard has long, glorious, curly tresses.
Like, glorious curly tresses.
It's literally amazing. He's like, it's incredible.
Yeah, I think him and Alaska almost had the same haircut.
I was gonna say Alaska music has
the same haircut.
We're gonna start a band, and only the people who have this hair can be in it. So you guys are not in it, but that's a really cute try.
That feels discriminatory.
That's okay. Yeah. Casey and I will start our own band.
That's the name of our band. Discriminatory.
That's actually really cute. Since like. Y'all are interracial and like have a name called discriminatory when you're like think so obviously it. Not you
wow.
know what I'm saying
wow
anyway what are you drinking Alaska?
Alaska who are
I'm
you
I'm actually who am I already said earlier artist activist asshole you know we you knew do. We know I'm double fisting a red wine and an energy drink so who knows what the fuck I'll be at the
podcast
last time I had red wine I smashed it on the wall. You guys didn't know that, but Paige, in case you knew. And the energy drink is because I'm tired, y'all. I'm old and I'm tired.
I'm so confused by your choices right now. You don't even really drink caffeine.
Or alcohol.
To be fair, Laska Music only drinks alcohol when we're doing this podcast, and she doesn't drink caffeine. So the fact that she is doing both at one time right now, I'm a little nervous for what.
It's been too long, so no.
My jaw is on the floor at this combination right now.
No,
this
my jaw is like a Four Loko.
It does feel like a Four Loko.
Don't
even say that.
That's what it feels like.
Four Loko in here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Those are deadly.
That's the equivalent of what you're drinking.
I think I climbed a fire escape last time I drank a Four Loko. Really? I don't know why.
You climbed a fire escape?
I drank Four Loko. You guys, this is insider information, and I'm sorry, mom and dad, if you're listening.
Oh, no.
But the last time I drank a Four Loko, I peed in a janitor's closet in the sink. Because I could not find the bathroom.
You know what, though? Kudos to finding a sink. Like, good job.
That's more responsible.
Yeah, I'm proud of you for finding a sink. Because I've gotten drunk and just, like, peed on the street. So,
and I climbed up a fire escape and didn't know what the fuck was going on. So, good for you. Clearly, you found a sink. Like, that's good.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm actually proud.
I did. Well, thanks, guys. Yeah. This is why you guys are my friends.
This is Supportive Corner. Justice and Juice.
Thank you. And speaking of support, we do still have our Black business that we are lifting up, raising up, amplifying, and it is still Shop 1222. Yeah. 1222 is a contemporary brand for plus size women of all ages who prefer a more stylish look and aren't afraid to be adventurous with their style. Mm-hmm. They are a brand that knows the market firsthand and takes pride in being 4+, bi+.
Bi+.
Love that so much.
You can follow them on Instagram at Shop 1222. You can find them on their website, shop1222.us. And if you want to use our discount code, it is BLMBBC. So that'll be for 15% off, I think. I can't remember if it was 10 or 15. I think it was 15, though. I think
she's
did it right.
Make it 15 now.
Yeah. Well, it better be 15.
I think she did it right.
Sorry, Casey's mom.
15. Sorry, Casey's mom, not mom.
So go ahead and shop there. She's been releasing something like almost every day for her holiday collection, and it's all so cute.
Oh my God, it is so cute. I follow that account. It's so cute. Yeah. I'm just about to buy it and be like, fuck it, I'm wearing it.
Do it. I do it all the time.
It
is not meant for me, and I'm like, I'm still buying it.
You know what?
So I love it. So, and I also love seeing people posted. Blackboard Collective member Brianna Crow has a lot of 1222 merch, and she is always posting it and looking so cute. And
she always looks so cute.
Y'all do that. Buy stuff.
I love this family support, y'all.
I know. It's amazing. Buy stuff, wear it, take a picture, and tag them and us, because I love seeing it. It's always so amazing. And I think people feel great in it because they look great.
Yay!
That's awesome. Speaking of merch as well, you guys, the Blackboard Collective has exclusive merch.
Exclusive.
I was going to do that, but then you guys said it way too many times, so I think they get it.
I don't know if they do or not.
Yeah, I think you could.
Well, if not, then exclusive.
Like, that one, I don't want to end on that one. That was like the most lackluster exclusive.
Well, it's okay. All right, Casey, tell us about the merch. Let Laska drink the rest of her energy drink.
I know, right? You might need it tonight. What is there to say, man? We've been talking about this merch for like
beautiful
since we started this pod.
Yes.
And it's like this. I will tell everybody, if you have actually been listening from the beginning, I don't want you to get too excited. We do not have the trench coats yet. Okay.
We're gonna eventually. We're working on it somewhere. I don't know when.
Yeah, we will eventually have the trench coats. They are not on there now. But what is on there, there is a bomb crew neck. There's a beanie. Y'all, it's wintertime, and our beanie is so cute.
I can't
There's
wait for that
beanie. There's a backpack that the wizard wears all the time, and it looks so good on him.
He's wearing it right now.
He is. Yeah. There's a mug. We have a mug, y'all.
There's a mug. There's a phone case, team.
There is a phone case.
Like, okay, but also the mug. Like, you, what's so great about mugs is you don't have to know what's in it. So when you're watching, you know, listening to podcasts, like ours, you can just put tequila in it. Or drink red wine and energy drinks together. That's your thing.
You can do that as well.
Just mix them together at this point, Les. Just
Hello, Wizard.
Hi, Wizard.
Hi, Wizard.
We don't have any Justice and Juice merch yet.
We will get some.
So I think we have to make a Justice and Juice mug for sure.
It has to have something snappy on it. Some fun. Yep. Hey, write in and tell us what sayings you would like on your Justice and Juice merch, because we say a lot of shit. Activist, artist,
asshole.
That's going
to be really fun.
Okay, I really want the jean jacket situation. Guys, hear me
out. Wait, hold up. We need to actually talk about this because where are we? I'm thinking pink lady jackets. Are these the same?
Maybe. Okay, so we could do that too. In my head, they're like a large denim jacket that has the emblem, like the Blackboard Collective emblem on the front. And then on the back, it says activist, artist, asshole. That was my thought.
I love that.
I said, if I was rich.
I do love that.
I was going to get everybody those for Christmas, but the government funds my life, so.
Yeah. I appreciate that Christmas.
Just know that it was a thought.
Thank you.
And that's what
counts. Yeah, and activist, I do want activist, artist, asshole on our Justice and Juice mug.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't talk about the bomber jacket. I want the bomber jacket.
I know, me too. I'm going to just all the things.
And I want the backpack. Okay, wait. Okay.
Okay, starting over with Merch Corner. Starting over with Merch Corner.
Here's the thing. Follow us on Instagram for updates and a link for where you can shop. But, like, you guys, we have such a cute bomber jacket that I'm so excited to wear, and such a cute backpack. All of our stuff is just very cute.
Mm-hmm. There's a Letterman's jacket on there. There's a ladies' Letterman's jacket on there that has a Blackboard Collective on it. Like, everything is just very cute. Very, just great. I love it. I'm obsessed.
I know. It's.
I feel like a lot of it's like gender neutral too. Even it says a ladies, but I don't think that that's true. We're not conforming here. We don't care.
It looks very gender neutral.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see what would make it ladies. Anywho, we're very excited about merch, and we hope you guys are too. We will be adding to our collection eventually, and those trench coats are for sure coming.
They're on. The way-ish?
The wizard is looking at me like
they're on the way from a very far away land.
Yeah. Like, they're on the way in the idea sense.
Yeah.
In the actual production sense, give us some time and, like, lots more money. But, like,
give us a minute, you know? And, like, buy what's already there. Because this backpack, I have it up on my screen right now, and this backpack is so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you buy more stuff, then we'll have more money to make trench coats. So. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what are you guys teaching
about?
Are
we going to talk about this song we opened up with? Like, what happened there? Like, we can't just throw that out there and then not say anything about it.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about this song?
So weird. Like, this song, Drop from the Sky.
That was so weird of me. You're so right.
I'm a little offended. All right, so everyone, Laska released this fire fucking song.
So good.
It's my first song.
It's called
and
Anthem.
And it was very exciting and terrifying all at the same time. It's the first song. It's Anthem. And it is a call to action, people. We are making moves, changing the world. And the song is really, like, if I can indulge you all for a second, about, obviously, the countless murders. Well, the countless unjustified murders taking place across the country that are disproportionately Black and brown men and Black trans women. And it's happening at alarming rates. Nobody's being held accountable. So Anthem was written basically to hold the government and people to a higher standard. Actually, just basically to a human standard, right? Like when I think about it, it's like, should I say higher standard? It feels like the point of it is, like, saying that life is fragile. Life is sacred. And, we have more in common with our enemies, I think, than not. And so that's just a reminder. The reminder that the truth is, like, the truth in our roots, anger, real pain, like, that is so much, there's so much power in the commonality and in the familiar. So we should bet on the strength in community and make real change. And so that's my song.
Yay!
I don't know. I'm really proud of it, you guys. I'm fucking proud of it.
And you should be.
And I'm so grateful to everybody who's on here, because you guys have all been fundamental and in the anthem's production and in the storytelling of the fucking song. Like, you guys have just been insane. You've been my support system and my friends, and I don't even really have friends. So that means a lot.
You have three friends right here. I rebuke that statement.
You have friends now. You have to stop saying that. Yeah.
You even tagged us on your Instagram thing about the two friends that no, you're not a Sag, you're an Aquarius.
It feels like that. But it's just because
we're here for you, Bobo. We love you.
Yeah.
No, like, I know. No. But that's why I'm shouting you guys out, because Zach, everybody who's listening, Zach edited this. Casey was in it. You guys are fucking incredible. And Paige is just a really awesome friend and amazing supporter. Like, you've just been like blasting the shit. She made a version of my song with subtitles that I'll be releasing soon so that we can incorporate and
include
the deaf community. And I want that to be part of that. So we're inclusive. Anyways, check out Anthem, check it out, go to my YouTube channel, Laska.
YouTube, okay. Spotify.
Right, YouTube, Spotify, IG, Laska_music with a K.
On Spotify, there's like another Laska that's Laska. So just like, I searched and I was like, that's not her. Where is it?
So there's other people named Laska, but I'm going to be the Laska.
It's correct. Just okay, cool. I love that. Yeah,
stream it. It's on all platforms. Check it out.
And so you're feeling good? You're feeling happy about it?
You guys, I've been feeling really, really good. I'm feeling really good. People have been amazing. You know, I had someone reach out to me who, they run a fashion show and they have they create footwear for the LGBTQ community, and they want my song to be a part of that and possibly perform it next year for that.
Dude, you should perform at Pride
tomorrow. We'll talk about Pride.
Yes.
My experience at Pride was interesting.
Wait, what happened? This is the time.
Quick blurb. I wanted it to be about like celebration, and it was just like a bunch of people getting drunk and fighting each other. And like, I was just like, what? Like, it just was not cute. It wasn't cute. And I wanted it to be better. I think we can do better. That's all.
I totally hear that. I've gone to Pride like every year since I was like a junior in high school. Like, I went in Denver, and then I've just been hilarious that I like just figured out that I was gay like 4 years ago. It's fine. I went to the Saturday and the Sunday a couple of years ago, and Saturday was like the worst day. It was like the like festival day or whatever, and it was the day that they like oversold Pride and like no one could get in, and like it was terrible. And then the next day I went and I got to be on like a float, and like I think it all depends on who you go with too.
Yeah, we went with our closest friend. It was just the environment. Whatever that year we went was just like, it was ugly. It wasn't cute.
And all right,
I need to try again.
So. Yeah, maybe it'll be better now maybe that we haven't been able to have one. Oh, fuck yeah, girl. Hell yeah.
I want you and Le Femme Bear to...
she reached out to me.
Yay!
Not about... Sorry, I'm... Le Femme Bear, if you're listening to this, she's like, yeah, what? By reach out to me, I mean she left a comment and said that she heard my song and was just like commenting on it. That's all. But that's exciting, I think though. I would love to do a collaboration with her. I think that would be fucking awesome.
That's amazing. Gnarly,
oh my God. I would die. That would be such a cool song.
I'm so happy that she commented. That was dope. She's so sweet. Shout out to you.
So sweet. Let's get her back.
I know. I would love to have her back. I want to know what the update is on her yurts.
Yes,
because I'm trying to go
there yet.
I was like, I'm trying to go,
trying to find wins.
Amazing. So, Laska, I'm so proud of you. Yeah. Like, literally, I will not get emotional about this right now, but I totally could.
1,000%.
Yeah, it's been a journey, and the amount that has been accomplished in a year, like your artistry started before this year, but the amount that you've done with this song this year, and the way that these people who I love so dearly came around you to lift you up. And I'm sorry that you lost street cred, but I'm sorry now you have friends and you can't get rid of us. You're not as much of a cool kid anymore.
I like to look for me to not have friends better. So let's just, can we cut that out?
She has a reputation to protect, okay?
Like a yeah, loner.
No, sorry. Like your street cred is looking a little shaky now because you got friends.
Yeah, and I'm like a loud ass friend.
Yeah,
I'm a loud fucking friend. You better know.
Everyone so we love you.
Yeah, we're so proud of you.
I appreciate this.
I'm part. Like, it doesn't happen alone.
Proud. Don't be fooled. It doesn't happen alone. It takes an insane amount of time and a lot of friends and a lot of support. And there's just been insane love coming to this project, to this movement, to me as an artist. It's just been fucking great. I've grown a lot, but it's my environment and the people that have been here along the journey. It's just been insane. So I'm excited. A couple more months, we're gonna do some more shit. We're gonna release some
yes
more
yes
oh my god,
listen to Anthem by Laska.
Yeah,
amazing. If you're not following her on Instagram already, you should be. So yeah, go ahead and do that. Laska Music. And find the song on Spotify and Apple Music and all the things, and watch the video on YouTube. Amaze. So now that I have like redeemed myself from being so weird and not talking about the song at the very beginning, I hate
Katie, that. You're just weird. And that's okay.
I am weird. Shout out to all the other weird people out there.
Let's just be weird.
Now I can ask the question, what are y'all learning me today? Because I will say that I have kind of, here's the thing, and I know there are other people out there who have done this as well, but like I needed a beat. I needed a beat after the election.
I hear that.
Just because I felt like I was in so many knots that I didn't even know about, like my innards. We're just, we're just.
No, but I feel that, like, really.
In knots. And I just, yeah, I needed, once Biden won the election, I just kind of needed a minute to exhale. And so I know that everything that's happening right now is super important, especially in Georgia. I know that Biden has made some really important appointments in the recent days and if I'm not mistaken, he said some pretty important things about how we're going to move forward with COVID relief. So I would love it if you guys have been keeping your ear to the ground a little bit more to just talk to us about what's been happening. I'm going to be, you know, really a voice of the audience tonight.
I think what, Paige, you're in Georgia. I think the best thing, yeah, that, I mean, most important, the Georgia Senate runoff is like,
yeah,
like the thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
it's coming up.
Yeah. So I've actually felt myself. So I don't like, what's a break from news? I don't know her. I like truly am just like, my mom and I literally wake up and we like make breakfast and have coffee, and then we look at each other and we're like, cool, news time. Okay, like time to watch the news. So we're like all about it, and I'm in it, and I really do enjoy like knowing what's going on.
That's so cute. That is the cutest that picture that you just painted.
We're adorable.
Yes.
So I really want to stress the importance of the Georgia runoffs. I don't know how many listeners in Georgia we have, how many people in Georgia we know. I am in Georgia currently, so I know many people here. But truly,
make sure they listen to the podcast.
Yeah. And if you don't listen to the podcast, fucking listen to the podcast. I'll yell at you right now while you're not listening to it.
I was like, well, that's not the best approach, but yes. Absolutely.
It's fine.
Threat,
everything's actually fine. So I really, really, really just want to stress the importance of these runoffs because the runoff election is on January 5th. So that's a month from today. The last day to register to vote is Monday, the 7th of December. So that is this December. Monday. You need to be postmarked. Thank you.
I'm being her hype man.
Thank you so much.
They're just trying to do something important for the people, and you are just over here.
I am hyping her up.
Thank you. I feel hyped. I appreciate it so much. Keep going. So December 7th is the last day. I'm going to say it one more time while they laugh. December 7th is the last day to be registered to vote in Georgia for the runoff. If you do it by mail, your registration needs to be postmarked by the 7th. So that does mean that you can drop it off on the 7th in a mailbox. I don't recommend it, just because this is Georgia and like weird shit happens here with voter registration. And just truly like be so vigilant about your signature, about your actual registration, about like, don't give them any excuse to not count your vote. because they will, because Brian Kemp is Brian Kemp. Also, I have been infuriated the last 9 months of this pandemic, but I am infuriated by the Senate, who is led by Mitch McConnell. They're going on break. They're going on break. They're literally going on break.
Of course.
They haven't passed COVID relief bills. They broke before Thanksgiving. They had fucking AOC talking to an empty room, talking about how people are going hungry and that the Republican members of Congress are more worried about just breaking the Senate than actually making any change. And the only way that we can get this true monster, horrible, horrible person out of office is if you vote in the runoff and if you vote for John Ossoff and you vote for Reverend Raphael Warnock. Please, please do this. Like, I am on my knees begging you for people who are like, I have been very, very gravely affected by this pandemic. I am 27 years old. I've been on, like, not on my own. My family's cool. Like, they've helped me. But I've paid my own rent for 7 years. I've done all my own shit. I am now currently moving back in my parents' house because I don't have a job. I can't get work. I'm going back to school, which is very exciting. But I'm also loading another, like, 40 grand of debt on myself. And there's no help. There's no relief. The people that we have elected to help us are breaking for the Christmas. So if you want change, if you want people that care about you, stop electing Republicans. Please. They don't care. They don't care about you. Maybe in like 10 years, there will be a new class of Republicans and it'll be more like it was at, like, I don't know if it ever was this way, but they won't be so like money hungry. But the Republicans that are there now do not give a fuck about you unless you make a lot of money. That's it. That's all I have to say about that right now.
One more time for the people in the back. But you don't have to. Thank you. I just had to say that.
But seriously, like, stop electing Republicans if you want. If you want help from the government, stop electing Republicans. Please. Please.
Yeah.
They don't care about you. They really, really don't care about you. Like,
it's true.
They
it's so sad, but it's true.
Fucking Mitch McConnell. I always like think of his Twitter handle and then I have to like remember his actual name. But it's like it's Senate Madge Leader, but it's like Senate MAJLDR. So it always like makes my brain go like blah, blah. But so there was a senator that is retiring. I honestly don't know like the whole thing. He cried about this senator leaving. His name is, hang on, I'll know it. Lamar something. Lamar Richards? Hang on, I'll find it. I can do it quick. I can do it so quick. Lamar Alexander, he's a Tennessee senator and he is retiring, I guess. Yeah, he's retiring at the end of this year or whatever. Mitch McConnell was talking about him on the Senate floor and started crying for his Tennessee senator friend who will now be leaving. That motherfucker has not cried a tear for the almost 300,000 people that have died from coronavirus. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care. So yeah. Like, I saw that on the news and I was enraged. There are people that are hungry and there are people that are waiting for hours and hours and hours in food lines so that they can get food.
They don't care because this is about, you're right. It's about everything you're saying. I feel you. I get that. 100%. This is about billionaires, trillionaires, people we don't know who are splitting up, killing the middle class and making it about being very wealthy mm-hmm. and very poor. And that's what it's about. If you don't fit, you know what I mean? You're going to be in the bottom. And for the people that are like, oh, well, you know, radical leftists, you want the handouts from the government. You want to take all the shit. Well, we pay for the fucking government. Right. So you can just fuck off.
Right. Yeah.
And not everybody is born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Mm-hmm. So like some people have to work from the ground up to get somewhere. And in order to do that, you go into debt by being able to go into schooling, to be able to learn, to be able to hire your education. And it's just bullshit to call that like that. Like, oh, you're just asking for handouts. That shit pisses me off so much.
I totally agree. Well, and like, what's the government there for then? What's the government there for?
Right, right.
Like, what are you there for? Unless, in like, you guys, we are the only country in the entire world that has given out basically zero assistance to people during the pandemic.
Oh, which is absolutely insane.
The only country. Like, we're supposed to be the best country in the world.
Right.
Oh,
right,
right. According to, I mean.
I put on air quotes. Nobody saw it because of
air quotes. Air quotes, air quotes.
Anytime I say the best podcast, I don't believe it. I'm just saying. Like, that's what we've been fed. That's what I was fed my entire fucking life.
Yeah. No, it's because they either get elected into office having already been a sellout, or they sell out in office. But, like, we put them in office to take care of the people, which is the people who live in the country. You know what I mean? And they're sellouts. Yeah. They, you know, money speaks. People hit a certain glass ceiling, you know what I mean? And they get past that one. They get past that one. They get more powerful and more rich. And then as soon, you know, whether you came from nothing or not, like, eventually you don't see anything else. It's like,
I don't know. And I've already cried on this podcast about, like, people's humanity, but I just don't get where it goes. And I had a conversation with one of my friends.
Fat pockets, Casey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hopefully that's not true, because I see all of us headed for success, you know, all of us headed for, you right. know, notoriety and eventually what will lead to fat pockets, whether that's what we're looking for or not.
Right, and you have to choose at that point in your career, do you sell your soul to that?
And I guess, right. And you know what, and I'm happy that this is being recorded, because if I ever get to that place, everybody will have it on record of how against that I was.
Don't
you know?
Worry,
and
we'll get mad at you. We'll get mad at you. It's fine. We'll still be doing this podcast in 10 years, and I'll be like,
blackmailing the shit out of you.
Remember what you said. But I also like the thing, like, I think about people like Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton is the epitome of what we're talking about, but she never sold out. She's a good fucking person. Yeah. She donates to, like, yes, and she never let it go to her head, and she's one of the most accomplished people.
She funded a COVID vaccine.
Right. And it doesn't mean that throughout Dolly's insane, immense career that she's had, an amazing career that she's had, that someone hasn't approached her to sell her
right.
soul. And course. I almost guarantee it's happened. And she probably was like, I can't do this. I think she sounds like Minnie Mouse or some shit.
Will you please, will you do it again? Will you do it again?
Fuck off. What did you do?
Fuck off.
Oh, that's funny. That is really funny. I love that. whew. But yeah, I mean, it's just it, you guys, I cannot stress enough how important it is that we take back the Senate. Like, absolutely. It, you guys, it means it's the difference between us getting actual shit passed. Because I don't think that Joe Biden will run for a second term. I truly don't. If he does, like, great. But I really don't think he will.
But yeah, look down the line.
Yeah, this is the moment that we have to, like, get actual real change passed in, and not have it all be by executive order, and not have it all be, because that's what happened now. That's what happened with Donald Trump. Sorry, I'm so sorry I said his name, but I do think it's important to, like. Like, he did that. He literally came in. So many executive orders.
Can we call him Tronald Dump?
I'm sorry. I said his name. I'll take a large drink. I apologize.
Oh, my God. Tronald Dump.
DT.
Tronald Dump and Millennium.
Wait, can I? Wait, what was the... Wait, what did you call her?
Millennium. Wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Millennium.
Oh, my God. Millennium.
Millennium.
I really didn't know her name.
Millennium Dump.
Millennium Dump.
Yes.
God. But
actually, Paige, I have a question for you. Okay. I was reading Politico. I read a bunch of different articles from a lot of different news sources, but...
That's very good.
What interested me, and from ground level, since you're there, one of the quotes that they... one of their quotes from their website that I was reading from this article said, there's a third rail of politics in the South, and it's race. And they're talking about how the ads are being run right now during the Senate, runoff. Sorry, I can't get the word. And just how they're being pinned, like how it's being pinned, how it's looking with, like, the whole defund the police thing. And again, air quotes, people, air quotes, defund the police thing. And so I wanted to pick your brain about that, being on the ground. Like, what's going on there in Georgia?
So the ads.
Are people crazy?
No, I mean, honestly, the people around, I live in Chatham County right now. So that's a blue county. Like, there's definitely more Trump activity here than there is in LA, like, of course. But you know, for the most part, like everyone, like it's pretty chill out here where I am. Okay. The ads, however, mm-hmm. are insane. Like, yeah. First of all, we do need to talk about Raphael Warnock. His ad, whoever runs his ads is a genius. They are very smart.
They're bright and sunny.
They are so good. They're bright. They're sunny. There's a puppy in like at least two of them. Like he's,
puppy.
But he's like, he's just, his ads are so smart. And whoever is running his ad campaign deserves every medal because it's.
Shout out to you.
I don't know who you are. Keep going. But the ones against John Ossoff.
I heard are pretty fucking ruthless.
They're, well, everyone, they, it's actually really, so my family, we do this thing. We, like, my whole family, we're all news junkies. And we'll watch CNN, we'll watch MSNBC, you know, we'll watch our, like, Rachel Maddows and our Lawrence O'Donnells and our Jake Tappers and, you know, everybody
name
that
dropper,
we like.
Name dropper.
So they're all anchors on CNN and MSNBC. But so once in a while, we'll flip over to Fox News and see what they're saying. Because we're like, what's the lie spreading today? The rhetoric that they use on more right-winged things, more right-wing channels, ads, it's all supposed to scare you. Every single word, anything they're saying, it is meant to put fear in you. They call Raphael Warnock a socialist, like
of
all
course.
The time.
We're all socialists, you guys. And their platform is fear-mongering. That's literally all they do to win office. And it's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do. I mean, that's what they do. Like Sean Hannity does it on his fucking fucker Carlson. I hate him so much. He's so stupid. But they all, his name's Tucker, but I like to call him Fucker.
I know. I'm just laughing at our growing list of like of puns for politicians we don't like.
I like it.
Nobody. We have Tronel Dump and Fucker
Millennium
Carlson.
And Fucker Carlson. I call him Bitch McConnell.
She has to be, yes, Bitch McConnell. Oh. She has to be Millennium Dump. I really like that better.
Yeah, Millennium Dump is good. It's just fear. They try to scare you into voting.
And it's about race too. And, and you know, when you're talking about the South, and I was just reading that it says that, and this is from Kelly Loeffler, one of her whatever, dude, do I really need to get her name?
No, she's fucking bitch.
But in one of her ads that the camera pans across a photo of Warnock, who is black, darkened, superimposed over footage of riots, in quotes, the narrator saying saving the Senate is about saving America from that.
Sorry, I'm choking.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
That is the words.
Cute.
That makes me think, okay, look, we know that she's tailoring to older, white, clearly racist Republican conservative voters. And he's, you know, obviously for whatever the new South, the racially diverse people of the South, that is, you know, they're completely two different people, two different kinds of people there. I would say that I'm shocked, but I'm also not shocked.
I'm not shocked, but it still makes me want to fight, you know? Right. Like, immediately everything.
Like, where are you at?
Everything in my body was, like,
mad about it. Like, you really square up.
That, though? Yeah. Like, you can say a lot of shit, but, like, don't that me, okay? Like, that's not what we're doing. Yeah.
And I'm also pretty over the, like, attack on the defund the police thing. It just really pisses me off. I'm like, David Schaefer, I'm assuming you know who that is, Paige.
Do I?
Chair of the Georgia Republic. His name is David Schaefer, and he says, in quotes, "There's no demographic that is in favor of defunding the police. I think concern for personal safety is an issue that transcends ethnic lines." Which for me, his name is David Schaefer. He's like the Republican. He's like the head of the Georgia Republican Party there.
Oh, gross.
So he's like on the chair. He's on the chair. And for me, I'm like, that's pretty laughable because I feel like you can take many seats, sir.
Yeah.
Are like so many people. And whether the argument isn't whether like, are there people that are not really in favor of defunding the police? Sure. But the truth is there's many people that want change.
Right.
From the police. Like, we want to change that.
And also,
if that's not defund the police, there's a spectrum, but.
Well, and I think there's also, too, like, a broader, like, part of that population that just doesn't understand what it means. Like, which is their fault for not, like, literally the internet is in your fucking hands at all time. Like, Google something.
Well, they don't want to look up what it actually means. They want to listen to their politicians who are going to translate it.
Yeah, and racist. Yeah.
For them. Which, yeah. I mean, I feel like, to be honest, though, to be fair, it's, I feel like there are people on both sides who do that. There are people who won't look up what the truth is. They will trust the politicians sure. that speak for their side. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, everybody listening, look to AOC. I trust Truly. You. If you want to look to somebody to translate, say? Like, what would AOC say?
What would AOC would say?
But also,
yeah, I'm going
to look. We know what she would say.
But also look things up yourself. Like, right. Unfortunately, people are lazy and they will look to a politician to translate what things mean for them. And on the opposite side of things, that's just so scary. It's so dangerous.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what they're saying about us is the funny thing.
Right. We're so radical.
Well, we're so radical. There is also a fun little movement that's going on down here right now. So you know how 45 has all his dumb little lawsuits that he's trying to push through?
Is he still doing broke. That?
Yeah, he's never gonna stop. So
he doesn't have any money.
Well, he actually does because he stole money from he has $20 million. $200 million.
Maybe he needs help from the government.
I personally think I personally think that his crime or his punishment for his crimes against America should be that he has to pay for all of our therapy for this last year and the last 4 years.
What? That's it? Can we just trade him?
Or that. That's fine.
Wait, what did you
we're
say?
In debt. Like, what? We'll just give him to whoever we're in debt to. China? Give him
just
to
trade him.
Just like, oh, hey, instead of him. Taking money, we'll just give him away.
Russia, you can take him.
Yeah, they can have him. He should be exiled.
Y'all think he's going to stick around the U.S.? He's gone. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I fucking
he's
going to
leave.
So.
As soon as he knows he can't do more of this grift.
I'm sorry. I'm a very kind person, and I'm very understanding, but not with him. Not with him. I am very nice. Not with him. There's a large subset of the Republican Party, or at least of the 45 supporters, who are planning on boycotting the runoff. Because they think the election system is rigged. And also today, this morning, 45 called the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, who we hate, but he like had a moment today. He called Donald Trump called him.
Ew.
I know, I'm sorry. But there were too many hims.
Yeah, you're just trying to be clear. No. She's trying to be clear, everybody. I'm so sorry. We should put a trigger
warning. Okay. We know.
I don't know if I can say it.
Donald
called Governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, this morning and pressured him to reverse the election in Georgia. Like, literally called him. And I think committed a crime. And CNN has been reporting about it all day because he's desperate, like absolutely desperate. Have you also seen the video?
I really love that for him. I really want a t-shirt with him begging.
I mean, here's the thing. Here's the sad thing, though, is that I've become so immune to him committing blatant crimes because it never amounts to anything.
Right.
Like, he's committed so many blatant crimes in the past 4 years and nothing has happened.
Right.
Like
he's desperate and broke.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love that for him.
I love that too. But also, like, why can somebody hold the highest position in our government and commit multiple blatant crimes and we can do nothing about it legally?
Because insane. The second we elected him, the bar was on the fucking floor. So anytime he started acting like slightly presidential, people would be like, oh my God, look, a real president emerging. Can you fucking imagine if Barack Obama did the shit he was doing? Can you imagine? Fox News would have like called for his head. Like it wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't happen. Also, Donald Trump's not broke. He might be broke, but his PAC has raised $200 million.
Don't ruin that for me.
Well, baby, I don't want you to think that it's a thing because it's not.
No, I just want to keep the visual that he's broke. I feel like if I manifest it enough, he'll just be really broke.
He's going to have some crimes coming at him for sure. Letitia Green is ready to go.
Well, I think you're right. The question you asked is right. Is like, how can you do that? And the answer is that democracy requires constant work. You can't just go, oh, we're a democracy. Boom, it's done. Because people will challenge it. And this person absolutely is challenging it. And what does it reveal? It reveals that some people actually do not agree with democracy. Mm-hmm. They agree more with their own personal well-being, not the well-being of others.
Right.
They care more about winning an election than they do about taking care of their constituents.
Yeah.
They care more about raising funds and taking care of their corporate interests and about taking care of their own people.
Yep.
And so therefore government to those who are being elected with that mindset actually is in the way of their business model.
Right.
As opposed to others who go, government is supposed to be the action and help and support and be there. Others go, government needs to be away and needs to take a step back and allow corporations to do more. So that's a huge disconnect between the Democrats and Republicans, where one thinks government is an important ally. The other says government actually is bad.
Right.
And that's why someone like Trump can come in, because he's like, yeah, this is perfect. He hates the government and he's going to destroy it because it's in the way of us making money.
Yeah.
Therefore, you have to work at it all the time. It's not a given.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the way that that was beautifully said. The wizard is so smart, guys. Like, the fact that he doesn't speak most of the time is actually, like, probably a loss to us.
But that's a problem.
Every time he comes in, he's dropping knowledge. But yes, absolutely, I agree. I think that the fact that our government, though, is still, at least in name, a democracy, it feels like we should be able to do something about the blatant attacks against democracy of somebody holding the high. Like, when he didn't actually get impeached, I feel like I lost all hope for us really being a part of a democracy. We're not. Mm-hmm. We're truly kind of in a I know a dictatorship in its nature doesn't have a term. Like, it is ongoing, and that's a part of the main thing that people focus on. But I feel like we have a 4-year dictatorship. In what has been set up right now is that it has felt like we are at the whim of whatever he wants to do. And we have no say. We cannot stop him. He can commit blatant crimes in front of our face and then lie to us about it, or not, or choose to not lie to us about it, and still nothing happens.
And all of that happens, though, because people don't vote in midterm elections. Yeah. That is how you get the power. The president has executive power. The real power comes from the Senate and the House, which is the Congress together. You have to, like, and I know it's so, like it's not like, it sounds so stupid to just be like, well, just vote. Because obviously that doesn't solve all the problems. But we are in this mess because we got 45 as our president. And then we had Mitch McConnell running the Senate for 4 years. Six years. I think he got in 2018. He's been there for 6 years. I don't know. That could be, don't fact check me on that. But he's been there for long enough to do the damage. And that is why, like, things don't get through and things don't get done. And that's why the impeachment trial, there were no witnesses allowed and there were none of these things. Because when the party that has the power is the corrupt party, that is the new Republican Party, that's what happens. So, like, I know it's so annoying to, like, hear all the time, like, just vote. And obviously that's not going to solve all of our problems, but, like, vote in every fucking election and vote for people that care about you. Don't vote for people that say that they do. Vote for people that show it. Vote for people that show up to debates and do stuff. David Perdue, I'm going to go back to Georgia real quick. David Perdue and John Ossoff have been running against each other. David Perdue denied to do a debate with him. He doesn't want to talk because John Ossoff blew him out of the water last time. Like, so they're like, just be so, like, your vote is so precious. And, like, I just feel like there's been so many people who have been told that it doesn't matter. And that's because our government has told you it doesn't matter, but it fucking matters. It so much matters. And you have to vote in every election that you're able to vote in, every election. Like, just please, just do it. Yeah. Do it. Please. Please. Jesus, please. I'm soapboxy today. I'm sorry.
And I mean, I always feel like even if you're amazing. This is exactly what I wanted. Because again, I'm learning so much. And also, like, my thing for people who are like, my vote doesn't matter, why should I bother? I'm like, all right, even if you, and this is the laziest approach to this, to this conversation, because I could go about telling you about why your vote matters and why that opinion's wrong and whatever. I mean, follow me or follow the Black Board Collective if you want that. But more than likely, what I'm going to tell you in actual conversation is, what do you have to lose then?
Right. Why not?
Do it. Just do it. Why not?
It takes 20 minutes.
On the off chance that somebody makes a mistake and your vote actually does matter, then at least you were counted. But if you do nothing, then you are 100% not going to be counted. And you don't get, and here's my other thing. You don't get to have a say. You don't get to complain to me when things are going to the shit. Yep. You don't get to say anything. Yep. I hope you are sitting happily in your poverty and your illness because.
Damn, she said in your poverty and illness.
Though you're sitting in your illness. Damn.
Oh yeah, sit in your illness and your poverty at the same time.
In your feelings too. Shit.
Because, yeah, and I don't want to hear anything about it. I hope you're smiling.
Yeah,
because if you didn't vote, I really have very very little sympathy.
Honestly, same.
Thank you.
Same. I just had this vision like. I hope you're sitting smiling in your illness.
It seems a little bit like a Boondocks episode, doesn't it? Yep. Like if Boondocks was on right now, there would definitely be an episode where somebody was like sitting smiling, like just like, yeah.
I love that.
Mortified, just like.
That's like shaking and crying.
Yeah, that's
like,
fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, Boondocks was supposed to come back before COVID happened. I wonder what happened.
COVID
happened.
COVID happened.
It's an animated show.
I know, but a lot of animated shows haven't been. You gotta get together and draw shit. I don't know. I don't know how things work.
I need that. I know. All right.
Boo.
Okay.
What else do we have? Okay. Go.
We're not gonna even say anything about Obama at all because he's.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
We can't. We're gonna be justice and juice. And we're gonna talk about all the shit. We're gonna do all the shit.
Wait, what's happening?
Go tell him.
Obama's getting heat right now for talking about defund the police and how
it's a snappy slogan.
It's a snappy slogan, and he's kind of given a. And look, my opinion. While I think Obama is entitled to his beliefs, and he is a fucking cultural pioneer, like in the government, and and has done amazing things, and he's entitled to. And maybe he really just doesn't believe that. And okay, I think some people are just scared that defunding the police and what that means, and da 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 da. Okay. But I think that commenting during on the runoff that maybe Sir Obama should have sat that one out. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well,
I think instead of making a comment, because look, as somebody who's as influential as him and so famous, he can either hurt or help something. And mm-hmm. like in this situation, it could go one or of two ways. It could either help it or it could hurt it. And so I feel like by him speaking up, everyone's going to hear it. Everyone's going to know. Everyone's going to take what he says and run with it. And like,
well,
I don't know. That's my opinion.
What was his exact quote? Like, what did he say?
He was, I don't have it either, but I know that he just kind of said that using snappy slogans like defund the police, turn people away that wouldn't have been turned away from before. And people are just kind of saying that like one activist don't really, activists shouldn't have to tailor their message. Like
that's not how activism works.
But also people just need to listen more. We're not like, right. no one who says defund the police is saying like, we don't want a police force. I would like a police force. Yeah. I would like a police force that has
But I want one that actually works with the people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want one that has less power and is held accountable when they fuck up. I want a police force that comes in dangerous situations that need an armed person. I do not want a police force that goes like the police force is fucking drowning over here and because they're doing too much. They're doing too much and then you have too many people that shouldn't be there and then you get people killed. Like
we have to remember that Barack Obama is a moderate Democrat.
Yep.
He seems it feels like a long time ago and he's America's dad and okay. And we love him for so many things, but he is a human. Mm-hmm. And he is a moderate Democrat, and they are not as like down with what the people want now as maybe the time when he was in office, and that's just the truth of it. And I agree with you, Paige. I don't want to be fucking terrified. Like we protect and serve as on the side of police cars. I don't feel fucking safe when I see a
correct
cop car
ever.
Can I just read? The Wizard actually sent the exact quote.
Yep.
And I feel like this makes me feel differently about this entire situation, and I'll tell you why after.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the quote. If you believe, as I do, that we should be able to reform the criminal justice system so that it's not biased and treats everybody fairly, I guess you can use a snappy slogan like defund the police. But you know you lost a big audience the minute you say it, which makes it a lot less likely that you're actually going to get the chances you want done. And then he says, but if you instead say, let's reform the police department so that everybody, so that everybody's being treated fairly, you know, divert young people from getting into crime. And if there was a homeless guy, can we maybe send a mental health worker there instead of an armed unit? That could end up resulting in a wait, I read that wrong because drinking. Okay. Okay. Divert young people from getting into crime. And if there was a homeless guy, can we maybe send a mental health worker there instead of an armed unit? That could end up resulting in a tragedy. Suddenly, a whole bunch of folks who might not otherwise listen to you are listening to you. Right. Okay. So what I'm hearing from that is that he's saying the same thing that you guys just said.
Yeah.
He's just saying it in the politician way and not the activist way. He's saying that activism is making it hard for politicians to get done what you actually want to get done because defund the police turns off moderates. And that's the point he's making. And I get why that would upset activists because like, fuck that.
They don't
like,
feel heard. And that's the argument. I don't necessarily disagree with Obama. I think what he's saying and the way he would say
it. I think he's right. Like he's not wrong.
Okay. No, he's not. He's not. However, is it time for to be like, oh, the politicians are in their feelings about the way we're using our fucking language? No, fuck off. This is how we're saying it because now we're pissed off. You've suppressed people to the point of being like, every time we beat around the bush with you with our language, you don't fucking get us. So let me say it very clearly. Defund the police.
Right.
And rebuild them.
When I hear people say reform, I'm like, blow
what does that mean?
Like, you're not going to do anything. You're going to move some puzzles around and things are going to stay the same.
And the part that he says about you're losing a big audience, and he's cutting off a big chunk of people who feel the way that a lot of people feel, which is angry that politicians don't listen to us and the government doesn't listen to us because if they did, things would already be changed. Black people wouldn't be getting shot. Police would already have been, it would have been changed.
But in the demographic that he's alienating, this is the demographic that's already going to vote in the runoff because we already feel strongly enough in the proper way.
That's why I said he's an influential person and he would either help or hurt it.
I think he also knows like he's always kind of had that I just watched this like three-part documentary series about him and he's always kind of had to toe that line of like what do I do? Am I gonna like he was talking about when Trayvon Martin was killed and like how he didn't know how to respond because like as a black man like he was devastated and he was like but I can't be the first black president that like ushers in all these racial rules, unfortunately, like because it's because America's racist. So like so he knew that he kind of had to toe that line. And I think that he knows, and I honestly think that he by him saying that, I do think that it pissed all of us off because we're like, you're not paying attention. But he also broke down what defunding the police means.
I was gonna say this was such This was a chess move.
He was strategizing.
It was a chess move. He knows what he's doing. He's so smart. Like, he really is so smart.
I think people are upset, and not upset in like a fuck Obama kind of way. Never. I think what's happening is people love him, and they wanted him to go. I'm with the people, and this is right. And I'm exactly
right. That's not.
It's not gonna. I get it. It's not gonna happen. He's not gonna be like that, and I get it.
He had to
strategically say it. He still said it like a flip way.
Michelle.
I appreciate if I were a politician, I think I would be very much like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he didn't know. I'm sure he knew he would piss people like us off. You know, like he would piss activists off. But that is a calculated risk. You know, like that is, again, like I said, that's the demographic that's taken care of. They're going to vote. If at the end of the day, this is about getting the people to vote, those people are going to vote the way I want them to vote regardless. So if it takes them being mad at me, but if I can like subliminally make other people who aren't going to vote in the way that I want them to vote think that I'm on their side, but also tell them what this is really about and listen to me, then I've won. Then we've won. I've won for the people, even 100%. Though people are mad at me, I've won for them. And like, that's what, not all politicians are the same. Like, we have Bernie. When we want somebody to really just say like what the fuck it is, that's what Bernie's going to do. Unfortunately, that's the reason why Bernie doesn't win.
Like, I don't think that's why Bernie. True, and that's the whole ass of the podcast, Kate. You don't try me.
I think it is why he doesn't win.
Open right now.
And I agree. No. I fucking love Bernie. Do not get me wrong.
He was pinned against in a lot of ways, though, which they fucked him over a lot of ways.
But Bernie's most influential in the Senate. where he can get shit done, vote for things, do things. He would, like, him as the president would be great, but him as the president would just be doing executive orders and executive orders that a more moderate Democrat could come in and fucking redo.
And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Actually, I think he does really great stuff in the Senate. I think he's really great there. And remember, he birthed some amazing political careers that are coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a huge Bernie Sanders supporter. I mean, you can just go the names and names and names of people who signed on to his campaign, because they are going to run with his policy, or not his policy. What's the word, Paige?
His brain. His policy. That's right.
Okay, thanks. my wine brain was like,
policy.
Platform. Thank you. Platform was actually the word I was thinking of.
Policy's no, you crushed it.
But just that they run with that in mind. That's the era they're coming
absolutely
out of.
Absolutely. So, and as they should.
He's been influential whether he was a president or not. Yeah. Very much.
So influential. And I'm so excited for AOC to just bloom, because I think that she has a good mix of both. She knows how to say the things and have decorum and do them smartly. She plays chess.
Mm-hmm. She's so likable, dude.
She's just fucking smart. Like, the things that come out of her mouth, like, I am consistently just like, it, like, blown away. Like, all the time. I read her Twitter feed like a book, and I'm like, yes, God, yes, bitch, yes.
She's
like,
just so...
She's truly, like...
She should just publish her Twitter as a book.
Yeah, seriously. All of her clapbacks, called The Clapback Queen, I think it would be a great coffee table.
Oh my God, is that our first Justice and Juice book?
Are we going to publish her PR, yo.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. I'm going to do that.
That would be great.
I got this book by Pete Souza, who is...
I can't see the cover.
Oh, it's...
Tell the listeners what that is.
Yeah, maybe we can like slide out on this, because I know the wizard wants us to.
The wizard is stressed.
The wizard.
We always blame the wizard. Shit. Like, it's the wizard who's
like, oh my God, you guys.
Slave clock on, and he's just like, guys.
Guys, I want wizard merch. Can you imagine wizard merch that said like the wizard, and it just had Zach's silhouette with his hair? Like his.
Oh,
and I just use my silhouette. He has
hair and glasses. We got to do hair and glasses.
There you go. That's good.
Oh my God, you guys! I just had so many merch ideas for the podcast. It's gonna get crazy.
All right, okay. Wizard. Okay. Wizard, I want a wizard jacket.
All right, this is what so we're going merch. Up on. So Pete Souza. I don't know how to say his last name.
Souza. It's one of those.
I saw the wizard nod at one. We don't know. Okay. So he was the White House photographer for Barack Obama. He was always like not very political. He was just kind of like quiet with his platform. But he takes these like really, really intimate pictures of Barack Obama during his terms. And he published this book called Shade, because once 45 got elected, he started to like mirror pictures of Barack Obama with like tweets that Donald Trump would say, and just kind of be like, this is how a president is supposed to act, with the pictures from Barack Obama. And this book is like super cool. So AOC's PR team, who I know listen to this podcast, you guys should take notes from this book and start an AOC book called The Clapback Queen.
Yes. And I guess we're giving you that idea for free, but like, you should cut us in.
You should go in there and like
cut us a deal, but like, just give me a job. Really?
Oh, yes. Page for president. Okay.
Page for president. I'm not sorry for anything that I said, and I'm not sorry for person.
I think that the energy drink and wine like just hit Alaska.
Something's gonna happen from a countdown.
Something's gonna happen. Something.
I don't know what it is.
It's happening.
Did you say if we count down from 10?
10.
Something's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen. Don't actually do it. I really don't know.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right.
Oh my God.
She's just shoulder shimmying.
Yeah. She's just doing a really intense, weird shoulder shimmy.
You guys have actual prejudice against my shoulders, because you said this before in a podcast. We were like, why are you doing that to your shoulders?
I just think you have a lot of really aggressive shoulder movements.
They're very aggressive. They have a lot happening.
They do. They remind me of the meme of that cat. Have y'all seen the cat that just shimmies? That just like moves its booty a lot. Like who's like shimmying and moving his butt. Like that's what it last.
It's actually hard to do.
I love a shoulder. Listen, you go off. Go crazy. Yeah. Go crazy with them shoulders. All right, y'all. Take your shoulders out of here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. As usual. Thank you so much for listening to the Blackboard Collective Presents Justice and Juice. Juice. I know we didn't do that at the beginning, so I'm happy we did it now. And like it, subscribe, share, tell all your friends.
Can you love it?
Rate it too.
Oh, okay. She was trying to mime to me, you guys. And everyone knows at this point, if they've been listening, that I always forget at least one part of this spiel.
5 stars.
Yeah, we only accept 5 stars. If you have anything negative to say, I don't want to hear
that. We don't want that. Keep that shit to yourself.
Like, just leave it alone.
So, thank you for listening. We love you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Be kind.
Bye.